FLX Morning continues. It is 8:40. Cloudy skies. Temperature at 37. I'd like to welcome in Kim Alacqua from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health as she joins us here this morning for our Health Matters segment. Morning, Kim. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, good. Got a couple of things the auxiliaries are doing for the holidays.
Yes, it's that time of year. So first, I'd like to start with Friends of Geneva General Hospital, which is the Geneva General Auxiliary, and they are doing their annual pine cone sale. This is where you can buy a pine cone to go on our tree in the lobby of Geneva General Hospital in remembrance of somebody. It's $10 for a golden pine cone. But we also have a $30 gold-backed ornament that with etching of Geneva General Hospital that you can also purchase.
Hmm.
At Taylor Brown, their annual Festival of Stars is happening on December 3rd at 7 p.m. And this is at Huntington Living Center. And there you can buy $5 to put a light on their holiday tree. And finally, at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital, we have That Their Lights May Shine. And this is where you can buy a $10 ornament to go on a tree in the lobby at Soldiers and Sailors, and this is to remember a loved one.
That's that's a really neat thing, to remember a loved one and add a little holiday decoration in an environment that sometimes isn't always holiday friendly.
Exactly. And this is a great way to help support Soldiers and Sailors, Geneva General, and Huntington Living Center. All the money raised for all three of these projects go directly to each of the three causes. So Geneva General Hospital, everything from the auxiliary from Friends of Geneva General will go to that, Soldiers and Sailors, and then Huntington Living Center.
Wonderful. Okay. Let's talk about our guests that are here in the studio, Kim.
Yes, today. So we're going to be talking about Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing and Health Science and also our Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing, which is our LPN program. So today we have Dr. Kathy Mills with us. She is the dean of both schools. And then we also have a special guest. We have Haley Mills, who is a recent LPN graduate from Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing and is going to Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing.
Okay. Well, Kathy, let's start with you. Good morning. Good to have you back.
Good morning.
Step right up there to the microphone. That way everybody can hear you nice and loud. The School of Nursing and the LPN program, can you give us just a basic overview of what they are?
Yep. So the Marion S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing is our LPN program. It's a 10-month program. We have two admission times. It's in the fall, in August, and then again in January. We still have open enrollment until Monday for the January cohort. And then we also, at our Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing, is the RN program. And that is 4 semesters or 2 years.
Now, what's the difference between an LPN and an RN?
The license and the scope of practice. So the time in the college would be 10 months for the LPN and then 2 years for the RN.
And I was looking at the associate's program, which I believe is the LPN program.
Is the RN
program. Oh, it's the RN program. Okay. Was amazed at the amount of clinical time that is included, 600 hours over a 2-year period.
Yes, that's correct. The blessing of being a hospital-based program is that you can do most of your clinical at one location, but also the faculty are employees of the hospital, which means they get a better experience in the hospital itself, so they can actually do time there.
Yeah, and I've got to think that being able to work in that environment and have that clinical time, that's key to really developing and practically applying the education that you're getting in the classroom.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The more time on the floor, the better the student is prepared when they graduate. And that's the key.
What kind of feedback do you get from graduates from the program?
That it's a hard program, but once they graduate, the first thing they say is that thank you, because they're ready and they're prepared for taking an assignment on the floor.
And I know you're always looking for students because the demand for people to come into this field is pretty high right now.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Haley, tell me a little bit about your experience. Now, you graduated from the LPN program, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I had a really great time. The program was very challenging, but the instructors really provided a guideline to being successful in the field and for our NCLEX. They made it engaging and fun and really built our confidence and kind of set us to the standard.
Yeah, and building confidence, that is so important.
Yes, it is very important, especially in the field. So, like Professor Mills just said, we really, once we got into the field, you know, I work at a rehab and nursing home right now, and it was really easy for me to just start and know what I need to do and get done.
Let's flash back. You made a choice to go to the LPN program here, which is the Mary S. Whalen School of Nursing. Why make the choice for that particular organization?
It was close to home. It was ranked very well, and it just seemed like a very good program to get started in, and it exceeded my expectations once I started.
And it seems like the experience with the faculty there was overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, it was. The faculty was super nice and approachable, and they really wanted to see you succeed more than anything.
So where do you plan on going from here?
So right now I'm in the Finger Lakes Health College of Nursing program. I did the one-to-one program, so I am now in the second year of RN after I finished my LPN. And then after that, I guess I'm just going to try to see what different opportunities I have and shadow as many jobs as I can and see what I like.
And one of the neat things here, too, is you can transition from the LPN program or the nursing college sometimes right directly into employment within the UR medicine field.
Yes, correct, correct. And one of the benefits of the Marian S. Whalen School of Practical Nursing is that you have to complete certain prerequisites or college courses in order to complete the LPN program. Those courses that you complete during the LPN program then transfer over to the RN program so that there's no wasted time or money. It's like a step-step program.
Yeah, it allows you to get the basics out of the way, so to speak, at the beginning, and then obviously RN is a step up from LPN, so it's like an advanced course or an advanced curriculum for a two-year period.
Yep, correct.
How many students typically graduate per semester from each of the programs?
So our last cohort in June, which was Haley, we had how many?
Around
18. I was going to say 17 or 18. And then we had 52 on the RN side.
Wow.
So
those are those higher than average numbers or?
Yeah, we're starting to increase. We had a little dip over the last couple of years, but we're starting to increase now.
What about the financial aid component? Because I know that's something a lot of people think about.
Mm-hmm. Kim could probably touch a little bit more on that.
I also wanted to just mention, so the graduating class last June was the 90th graduating class of Marian S. Whalen. Mm. That is amazing. And it was also the 15th class of the College of Nursing because the first class graduated in 2010. So we have a long history of being a center of education at Finger Lakes Health.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to the tuition, we have a lot of assistance for tuition buyback where we will help cover your tuition costs. We also have programs where you can work while you're going to school and you can work 36 hours, get paid for 40 hours. There's so many opportunities to become an RN or an LPN that you can walk out with your degree and not have any debt. And there's a lot of programs that we offer at Finger Lakes Health, and the financial aid department at both colleges can assist with more information on that. But there's no reason for money to be an obstacle to become an RN or an LPN.
Just to hear the word zero debt related to anything educationally related is massive for anyone considering to getting into a field.
So. And you know there's a job waiting for you.
Yeah.
Like so many times, you know, students go to school, you graduate, and you're not really sure, but you go to one of our programs, you come out with practically no debt, and there's a job waiting for you.
So the enrollment for the January portion is going to wrap up here in about a week's time.
Yep, it'll close on Monday, mm-hmm. But you can reach out to the webpage, the mswspn.com webpage. You can file an application, or you can always call us at the main number, which is the 315-787-4005.
And once the window closes for this one, when does the next enrollment window open?
February, I believe, for fall.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so you can find out more at the website. Once again, that was
MSWSPN.com.
Okay. MSWSPN.
Yep. .com.
All right. Fantastic. Appreciate y'all being here. Haley, best of luck to you and continued success as you move on in your journey towards your ultimate goals. And congratulations on making it through the LPN program.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you,
Paul. It is 8:50 on FLX Morning.